Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Visit LegalZoom.com to save on legal needs like wills for $69, LLCs for $99 plus filing fees, and also get access to a network of legal plan attorneys for guidance. LegalZoom is not a law firm, but provides self-help services at your specific direction. Visit LegalZoom.com by clicking the banner on our website. That's MikeO'MaraShow.com, and click the LegalZoom banner.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, everybody. Your kitchen may be the most important room in your home. Now you can have hand-built all-wood top-quality cabinets for about the same price as the mass-produced brands. Contact our good friend Rory Callahan, who happens to be in the studio.
I could contact him simply by throwing a paper airplane right now.
At RC Kitchens, and you get Mercedes quality at Tesla prices. No, that's not right.
What?
Oh, Tesla's a great car.
You get
quality.
Yeah, but it's overpriced.
Overpriced?
Rory's cabinets are not overpriced.
That's true.
You get Tesla quality.
Leave Tesla out of it until they figure out the fire thing.
You get Tesla quality at Chevy Impala prices.
That works.
There you are.
Would that be
car
accurate?
Car of the year.
Estimates from RC Kitchen are guaranteed accurate, and the timetable is always honest and realistic, and they can do a lot in one day, including storage for books and toys, home offices. They can even do built-ins for your TV. So many houses that were built in the 80s and the 90s have beautiful built-in cabinetry for the wrong kind of television.
Exactly.
So if you want to get that modified and you want to get the new ones that'll make your TV look great, Rory does that as well. Entryway storage, and yes, something he has pioneered in the industry, something that, in my opinion, is one of the greatest assets to any modern home.
What is it, Mike?
It's a mudroom, Rob. Thank you very much. From D.C. to Delmarva, it's RC Kitchens. They take the frustration out of remodeling, even outside the D.C. area. If you have a project and you're curious about it, it's worth a call to Rory at RC Kitchens. Give him a call, 301-537-3515, or at rckitchens.com. Do what more and more TMOS listeners are doing, and do it today. And now that's his business.
Right.
Personally, he likes to come in and visit with us because he's a friend of ours. And that's why we now give him the proper introduction, okay?
His name is Rory Callahan. He's Irish like I am, too. His name is Rory. He's coming and writing. His name is Rory. He's coming and visiting. Rory is coming and visiting with us on Shota today.
I'm sorry.
That's quite an introduction.
I thought it was great. You get so excited when one of your own comes in.
Well,
one from the old sod, Mike.
We don't get together that often, we Irish.
Yeah.
Because we really don't.
You're not a clannish people.
We don't like to socialize. But anyway, hi, Rory. How are you?
I'm wonderful, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Rory likes to pop in once in a while and just hang with us, and we love having him. And he told me before the show that during this open segment, before we get to the body of the show and a little something I want to discuss here, that you have come bearing gifts today. Is that correct?
Indeed.
Indeed it is. That's right, Michael.
Somehow I just want Rory to speak like that.
Really,
someday.
Really want him to come in and become Barry Fitzgerald.
That's right, Michael. I've got something for you here.
Now, what do we have here today?
The truth of the matter is.
That's it. No. If he wasn't able to do that voice at least a little bit, I would be very, very worried.
Well, the truth of the matter is I may be a wee bit embarrassed.
Talk right
I've
into the mic.
Let's see if I've got the... I honestly believe the boy's name
this
was...
This is like a nice gift.
William.
That's wrapped.
Okay.
I got it. I may have transposed
Michael
that.
William from all of us at RC Kitchens. Love Rory. That is very, very cool.
It's very kind.
Let's see. Shall I open it on the show?
Nicely wrapped.
Oh, you know what it is? It's a little tiny mudroom. How did you know? They're impossible to wrap.
That's great. A tiny mudroom. That's funny. All right. Let me see
opening
here.
The box.
All right. Right.
Opening the box right now.
There we go.
Hitting the microphone.
All right. This is. Oh, wait. We've got. Oh, wow. It's like. They're t-shirts, mm-hmm. but they're that athletic wear, those stuff you wear at CrossFit.
Oh, nice. Wicking.
Oh, cool.
One says, "Call." I love the long sleeve. Call my agent.
Oh, I love it.
That's awesome.
That's fantastic.
You know what? They're Under Armour.
Awesome.
Like kid gear.
Oh, my God.
Under Armour children's stuff?
Yes.
That is so cool.
I wish Carlos was here to see this. And he's got the little matching pants.
Oh, that's awesome.
Hey, you know what's great? And when he outgrows...
Under Armour, that is awesome.
When he outgrows it, you can give it to Pony.
That's fantastic.
That's too cool.
Call my agent.
Love
Thank
it.
You,
that
Rory.
Is
That's
too cool.
Very,
nice.
Very
too,
kind
too
of you.
Cool.
That is very, very cool.
He also brought gifts for us, it looks like.
Really?
We're getting there. We're getting there.
Okay.
We'll see.
All right. Listen, we will always,
Oscar is excited.
We will always stop this show in its tracks for gifts.
Gift
we
Corner do. Is we're one selfish. Of your favorite things.
Right.
Well, I know it's almost a tradition. So how do you come to the studio and not bring booze?
Right? All right.
Oh, look at that.
Very nice. A nice Cabernet Sauvignon.
And another one, too.
All right, can I just say this to my my lovely wife and my mother-in-law? Okay, these are mine.
Okay.
These are mine. I want to keep these. I
Those
keep
bottles
these.
Of wine are yours.
Yeah. I went to a buddy of mine's restaurant where my daughter works.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there talking to him in his office, and he gives me two bottles of wine at the end of the night.
It's really nice of him.
And I get it home,
and that's
and I
legal.
Say, Carla and her mom are like on me. It is complete. Stop it. It's legal.
I know. It's a personal gift.
They were sealed. But the ladies, when decent wine like this that Rory just gave me comes into the house.
If you own a failing restaurant, contact us at foodnetwork.com. Yeah.
Stop it, Rob.
Just a joke.
But the ladies, you know, they swoop down upon it. And I was like, look, drink your box wine that you have back in
Franzia has your name all over
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Mostly I like to drink it.
Drink your skinny girl or whatever the hell it is. You know, whatever that, those yellow tail or yellow bun, whatever that
is. Is there a place you could hide it where they wouldn't find it? Like in my house, if I didn't want Carrie to find something, I'd put it behind the vacuum cleaner.
They could if wine was illegal. If wine was illegal, Rob, they could bring Carla and her mother to the airport, and you'd see them sit down, you know, yoga style, at the suitcase that had the illegal wine.
Oh, God.
Just like a drug sniffing dog.
Oh,
Rory, is this it?
No.
Okay.
What are you doing?
I don't know. All right. I've got something for everybody.
Okay,
please.
Very good.
Now
All
for
right.
Oscar, because now he's a man of advancing years.
Thank you, sir.
Oscar, I want you to have this. This is an amino balance supplement.
Look at this.
Are you familiar with it?
What's amino balance?
It's an amino acid. That's almost the fountain of youth in a bottle there.
Okay, really? Now I'll get into this.
Will it allow him to remain amino balanced when he bucks out and not fall down?
That I can't speak.
Rory, is it all natural?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'll take this vitamin B6.
Very good.
Who doesn't need vitamin B6? Thank you, Rory.
No, right. Listen.
Very kind of you.
On good? An empty stomach, this will stimulate your pituitary gland. This will keep it tight.
Really?
Yep.
All right.
That's what
well, the
need.
Man's a skinny man. He knows what he's talking about.
And incidentally, we have tape of what it would do to me.
And that's just him being on an empty stomach.
I'll take any pill once.
Carla! Carla, get me a donut stat!
And she'll say, after I finish your wine.
Right, exactly. All right. What
now
else?
Oh, I have for Rob.
Uh-oh.
Oh, here we go.
Something I'm a bit... I was a bit reluctant to bring this, but I want Rob to have it. This is a vintage piece of cooking equipment that I've had for decades.
Oh. Wow.
And I nearly threw it out a couple times, nearly donated it to, you know, a Value Village or something like that.
Wow, I'm so sign. Back and forth emotionally
no,
right
no,
now.
No. This is, Pony, would you please hand that to Rob?
Thank you.
Is it somebody at the door?
Yeah, someone's canvassing, apparently.
God, come on. The election was yesterday. God damn it.
Okay, I'm going to do the reveal now.
Please.
It is... Oh, cool.
Wow.
It is a real waffle iron.
That is cool.
Made of cast iron. This
Man,
actually
I'm glad
sits
I didn't
on
get
your
that.
Stove, right?
That
it's
is really
stove
cool.
Top waffle maker, and you see it has a little temperature gauge
it's
on each side.
It's so awesome.
Where's the temperature gauge?
Right here.
Is
oh,
they?
Cool.
That is pretty cool.
That then, I will use this.
He will definitely use
I
it.
I will.
And he will Facebook it.
I will. And I will use this to punish my children.
And because I didn't want Rob just to have the used waffle maker, I got him.
Oh, look at that.
A local brew that I think encapsulates what Rob likes about Bex, but does it fresher with a little more complex flavor.
Wow, I will.
What a thoughtful guy.
Are you part of the Rob Mob?
Not only
what happened here?
He was pretty terrific.
Yeah,
he is
really
a long-time sponsor of the Audio Vault.
Hey,
we appreciate it.
So,
thank you very much.
Work.
Rory, that's fantastic. Thank you.
But I got, wait. We're not done.
Oh, my God.
More?
Rory, wow.
I got something for Pony.
Oh
my God.
Wow, that's very nice.
That is so
does
shocking.
It-
So because
Pony,
glider.
And this is a personal message to Todd Moore. Take a page out of Pony's playbook and learn to cook because it demonstrates to women that you know how to nurture yourself and it's all about love.
True.
Pony, this is a hot sauce that is excellent to use in cooking.
Does it also work in the bedroom?
Oh, yeah. Enjoy.
It'll stimulate a lot of things, Pony.
Good. I was waiting for the thing. Seriously, wasn't that about an hour before we got the thing? I was wondering. I was like watching him like a bird.
I
was watching him like a chicken hawk to see if he was going to say thank you.
I didn't think he was going to find his way back to his chair.
Exactly.
He was just wandering.
All I heard was ooh and then nothing.
Rory, you're the man. And he reaches down into his. Are we. That's it?
That's it.
I'll take that.
Okay, awesome.
What an entrance.
Okay, if you're keeping track,
what an
tough
entrance.
To beat me. I get the wine and the incredible outfit for the boy. Yeah. Rob gets the waffle iron and the great brew.
Yeah,
I'm keeping it tight.
Pony gets the high sauce, and Oscar got some supplements.
That's right. That's good.
I think that's a win for us and a loss for Oscar.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I just dog sat for a friend. He's got a little schnauzer named Rory, who I took the liberty of renaming Doogie Schnauzer for our weekend together. Because that's a way better name for a schnauzer. I think if you have a dog, you should always name your dog based on the breed that it is. Like, if you have a Basset Hound, name it Angela Basset Hound. Why would you not do that? If you have a Shih Tzu, name it Shih Tzu de Chanel. Or Golden Retriever Longoria. Chihuahua Walter Cronkite. Salvador Collie. There's so many more. Labrador Dolly. Yeah. Masalva Border Dolly Culkin. Write that one down. You can build. If you have a boy pug, name it Michael Pugless. If you have a girl pug, Pugly Betty. If you have four pugs, Bone Pugs in Harmony. That's how it works.
Yep. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Live from Studio 1K in the Fiberplex Broadcast Center, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are downloaded worldwide over 20 million times and powered by Encore Insurance. We're at MikeO'MaraShow.com, 102.9 FM WTNT in Washington, D.C., and the mighty 1630 KCJJ in Iowa. Hi to Steve, hi to Tommy, hi to Tom, hi to the whole gang out of KCJJ in Iowa.
Anything for Kelly?
Kelly, no.
Okay.
Today is Wednesday, November 6th, 2013, and we are delighted to have you with us. Our show today is brought to you by Hulu Plus. They're back.
Oh, I love them.
You've tried streaming hit shows on your PC. Now it's time to start your free trial of exclusive content in your living room and on your mobile device with Hulu Plus. With Hulu Plus, you can get content on your PC. Hulu Plus lets you watch on TVs, game consoles, Blu-rays. I use my Apple TV to watch my Hulu Plus, smartphone, or your tablets. With Hulu Plus, you get your favorite content anywhere, full seasons of your favorite shows, and even full seasons of classic TV shows when and where you want them with Hulu Plus. Right now, we're kind of winding down the fall TV season.
Right.
We're getting out of all the new shows. They're making the television cancellations, and I, like a lot of other people, am waiting for, you know, the death throes of our favorite shows, and I'm going to look for other stuff to watch. Hulu Plus lets you watch what you want to watch when you want to watch.
Caught up on the entire, now the third season of Scandal right on Hulu Plus.
Scandal is probably the number one on my hit list right after I get done watching what I'm watching right now, and I'm going to dive into that. I usually watch, for my Hulu Plus watching, I watch Saturday Night Live and Modern Family when I want to watch it, but Scandal is huge on Hulu Plus right now.
And also, don't forget that Hulu is amazing for your kids. If you're going on a trip, there's so much traveling to be done. In the next month and a half,
right?
You give your kid an iPad and access to Hulu Plus, they're quiet for a 10-hour car trip.
TMOS listeners now get an extended free trial. Just click the Hulu Plus link at MikeO'MaraShow.com or go to HuluPlus/TMOS. Always use lowercase. Control what you want to watch when you want to watch it. The list is endless with Hulu Plus. Well, here we all are. It's 4 days till the big live show. Four days!
Is that this weekend?
Note to self.
Yeah.
When I see, I have Jimmy Cerrito in my cell phone. He is in the phone so that when, like, with people with cell phones, when someone calls, you see their name so you know who's calling you.
You can even assign a picture if you like.
Jimmy, I think what I probably don't have is Jimmy's home number.
Oh.
I've got his cell phone.
And I'm sure his business.
So the optimistic fatalist decides to call me right before the show.
This morning, Beth Ann called you.
And to discuss different things and then do what Jimmy does. He's got the four questions. And
does he actually say, I've got four? Who says that?
Well, no, I said, I've got, I don't know if he said that. To be honest with you, Rob, I start going a little hazy. It's just, the bottom line is it's 9:45. It's like, it's when he wakes up. It's top of mind. It's 4 days mm-hmm. away. I'm in the middle of doing this, and I'm fine with Jimmy. Jimmy's got his questions. Jimmy is coming to the live show. I won't give you any other details besides that. He is incredibly helpful.
Yeah.
But without going into details, he is also the optimistic fatalist.
Yeah, yeah.
And so he gets his questions out of the way, and then he dives in to other stuff that's going on.
Is
and
some of his aggression classified as passive?
It's not. Here's the thing with Jimmy. It's not meant to be mean-spirited.
Never
on
is.
Any level, maybe, but yet he wants me to get upset.
He lives for it.
He lives for it.
You know and, what that is?
And, it's like, and then his line, like he goes through like 16 different things that are just slowly but surely spinning me up. Because as you know, the week leading up to a live show, I got a lot of stuff on the plate and I'm getting a little ramped up for it.
Yeah. Sure.
And Jimmy just slowly knows how to stir that pot. And then finally, when he gets me exactly where he wants me, he goes, well, I didn't mean to call you while you're doing all your show prep and
but
upset you.
But he did. You
and should, I get off the phone with him, and I have to sit there and just kind of go,
Stew. You stew.
And he does that all the time, and it it's drives me nuts.
That's what I walked into this
Stop
morning.
Stop answering the phone.
I didn't know, though.
I didn't know what
How
the
about
phone
you say,
was.
Jimmy, not a good time preparing for the show. Talk to you later.
Because to me, that's an a-hole thing to do.
He did is an a-hole thing to do.
We say it all the time, right? We are not breaking rocks in here. We're not curing cancer. We're just doing a stupid little show. But with my stupid little show, that little golden time, that golden time is from 8 o'clock in the morning until
showtime.
12 noon, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock when we get
and
done doing it.
What you don't need to do is pick up your cell phone and hear,
hello, you big thinkers, you.
You don't want that. You don't want it.
And then at the end, when he knows that he's done it, and he's like, oh, didn't he get all wound up while you're doing your before your show starts? Well, that's why you called me right before the show starts to get me wound up.
Well, I don't know about
I had a pep talk with my significant other about this.
Yes.
I said, if you've got any bad news or you want to bitch about me about anything, anything that may upset me, wait till after 2 o'clock.
That's a great idea.
Just you have to. Don't call me unless something really bad happens.
But the great tradition.
You want to see blood.
The great tradition of our business, and it's been my experience. You know, I've been at the rodeo a couple of times.
Yes, you have.
Mm-hmm. He started as a clown.
Some of my.
Remember in the barrel, Mike?
Yeah, that accident.
Some of my other
they said
relationships.
He wouldn't walk again.
He beat the odds, didn't he?
You know what? You don't realize just how strong those animals are.
They really are.
Until you're in that barrel.
I know. And Jesus. You know what? Would you do it again?
No, I'm not in a plastic barrel. Maybe aluminum.
Yeah.
But anyway, one thing I know, I used to have the biggest discussions, negative discussions, were on my way into the show.
Yes.
That's when they happen.
Because they know you're free. Everybody knows you're free.
But you know what? I think that's partially on you because that was a long commute.
Right.
And you had that much time in the car to make phone calls.
But it's
and
also,
so you had that availability.
But it's also the ultimate selfish time for people to do what we do. When we need to go into a room, shut the door, and, kind of ramp up and think about it. Because, I mean, there is, believe it or not, as we say, we're not breaking rocks, but there, I'm gonna pull the curtain back here.
Yells.
There is a little bit of preparation that goes into doing this type of thing. And
of several kinds. There's actually, I mean, Carrie never gets this. There is a mental prep. There's a there is a mindset you need to be
pep
in.
Pep talk time.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's probably, and also when we communicate with each other, the three of us, or Pony, it's kind of immediately on a priority basis.
Yep.
I see something on my phone that says Rob or Oscar, and I'm going to pick it up away.
Yeah, sure.
It's usually something show related. Now, what I didn't do, I guess I did this by osmosis yesterday.
Oh, I forgot about this.
Everybody had left.
And we had a long afternoon.
You'll like this, Rory. Everybody had left yesterday.
A long writer's afternoon, but a very productive one.
Yeah, so it's just a lot of things that normally would happen, you know, get delayed. And so finally, everybody is gone. And it's me and my home all by myself. And it's usually a great time to slide into the guest bathroom and have some nice reading time for
alone
me.
Time.
Now, we're not talking about number two. We're talking about numero uno, but I sit down like a woman.
And you read?
Why do you do
because,
that?
Because it's a prostate issue, Oscar. Oh, but anyway, okay, so I sit down.
That's personal.
And a question. Let me ask you a question, because I know where this is headed. Mm-hmm. But before we get there.
I thought that there might be something more.
I was. You were hoping?
But then I just got caught up in an article.
No, but yeah, my question for you is this.
Yes.
Is we came to a point yesterday during the writer's meeting where we could have continued.
Right.
Or we could have said, you know what? We've done a lot of good
Take
work.
Five.
Let's call it.
Pull the plug.
Did you
the
call
comedy
it?
Juices weren't flowing.
Did you call it? Based on comedy juice, or did you call it based on bladder juice?
Bladder
you,
urgency.
You really, you wanted us out because you had stuff to do.
I wanted to just chill out.
I think it was a great decision, yeah.
So I'm sitting there with the door slightly ajar.
A great luxury when
Which
you're by
just
yourself.
Which is just, it's me and the dogs, and I could give
Doors
a rat's
open.
Ass. It's just me and the dogs, and the home line rings. Now, there are going to be several layers to this.
Okay.
First of all, Rob, why do you continuously call me on my home line?
Because you didn't answer your cell phone.
Damn it. I don't have an answer for that.
I never called
your home.
No, I never do.
I have no answer for that.
But I called your cell phone.
You called my cell phone first?
Yeah, I always do.
And I had it on silent because we just done the show.
And I suspected that might have been the problem.
So the hard line rings in the home, in the kitchen. I am just off the kitchen, and I'm really 10 feet from a phone.
Yeah, you can dart there.
I can go out to the right.
Could almost reach it.
Almost reach, but not quite. I do have to get up. And I finished... So I get up, but I want to get the phone. For some reason, I want to grab this
call. Can't miss that robocall.
I just want
to... Yeah, on election day yet.
Didn't know what it would be. But look, sometimes it's almost superstition that there are some times when I will say, I just better get that.
Yeah.
I better get that. And I look and
too.
I see Spiewak Robert on my caller ID.
Were you hoping it was my son or my father?
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Robert.
Yeah. How are you? Do you have more lobster? Can I have some lobster with you?
So I see Robert Spiewak, and I'm like, okay, I immediately pick it up. And it's Rob, and Rob and I are having actually a really nice conversation about some stuff that we were in the process of doing. And we're also kind of having a mutual kind of gush society where we're talking about how, you know, we're
fun,
really
fun the show
we're just
is.
Proud
yeah,
that
yeah.
we've gotten our act together on this live show and that things are working so well. And it's really going back and forth. So I start this conversation with Rob, and my underwear is on, but my pants, my jeans are around my ankles.
And to be clear, and to
as
be
I'm
fair.
Talking to Rob, I move from where the phone is across the kitchen floor, dragging my belt buckle. You could probably hear it.
I could not. I want everyone to know because this gets weird real quick.
So you're shimmying.
I had no idea. I had no idea Mike was naked.
I'm shimmying across the kitchen floor.
Yeah, short steps.
Right. Yeah.
And he wears those tight jeans.
As I... as I walk across the floor, I say, you know... Of course, someone will probably come in here now. But no, the ladies aren't scheduled to come back from their
that,
job.
You think it.
I think it.
Because what I heard, when I heard the transition, this is what I heard. And you were the mimic.
Okay.
But I will try to use mic technique to explain
Rob,
what I heard.
Rob heard it happen. At this point when I'm talking to you, when what happened?
Where were
you?
Were you at the kitchen table?
I was sitting at the kitchen table. I had not chosen to hike up my jeans yet. I was sitting there in my underwear.
So what
I was
I heard,
in my underwear at the kitchen table in my home where no one was expected.
He's on the hard line, so it's like, and you know, Rob, I really agree with what you're saying, and it was a great day, and everything, and then I hear the dogs start barking, and his total tone changes. It goes, and I agree with what you're saying, and you hear, bark, 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 and he goes, I agree with what listen, Joey, Rob, you gotta hold on. And I mean, even the whole
course,
tone of his voice changed.
That's when Joey, my wife's coworker, comes to collect his dogs that we've been dog sitting.
Might have been a birthday present for Joey.
And it was, you know what? He came in, and the dogs are going bat s.
Yeah,
and you know,
and your voice goes up two octaves.
Well, the first thing.
Rob, I gotta get you to hold on.
The number one. Do you want to know what the number? Now, Rob's talking to me.
Yeah.
So Rob knows the truth. But do you know the number one thing that went through my mind when he walked in to that kitchen?
What?
Was that he probably thought that I was, you know, in the middle of doing something.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you weren't by your computer.
Was your laptop at the table?
No, it was not. Oh, no, okay. No, it was the laptop
stacks
was in the
stacks of
studio.
Magazines.
I had stacks of penthouses.
Brought him out from the attic.
But that's the
all
way.
Dusty.
Maybe due to my guilty conscience, that's the way my mind works, even though I'm in the conversation with Rob. And he
pants
walks
are,
in.
Pants are around your ankles. Jeans are around your ankles.
And
jeans
the real are around reason, my ankles. The real reason.
Underwear is on, but the jeans are. And there's no, you know, there's nothing else to give you away.
All right.
Well, of course not. Right. But at your age, you know. The real reason you kicked us out of the house is because you had to urgently pleasure yourself. This has to happen now.
I just felt, you know, and these dogs that adore this guy.
Oh,
much
that's right.
More
not
so
only are
me.
You are you allegedly pleasuring yourself, you're right. Pleasuring yourself around four dogs.
Well, yeah, I had a.
If that's what you're into.
I had a whole.
Yeah, that's a category, right?
I had a full jar of peanut butter.
No.
They took turns.
You're up.
That's what it was. And it just was, you know. Sometime, look, you know that I work out of this house.
Oh,
so.
You know what? Not only were you pleasuring yourself around dogs, but I'm on the phone with you. Hold on. I'm just finishing up with Rob.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So he walks in because...
He walks in because he knocks at the kitchen door.
Yes.
I'm sitting at the kitchen table.
In the joint.
Come on in. No. So anyway... So I'm sitting at the kitchen table. He knocks on the clear door,
right?
And you know, it's like a sliding not it's not a sliding glass door, but it's a kitchen side door.
Yeah, you can see right
there. They're like, French doors.
I
Mike.
Said,
"Oh, they're French doors."
Quand il me prend dans ses bras.
Okay,
imported,
so,
right?
Fermez la porte.
Come on in.
Hello, I have my pants
it's
off.
It's just at this point, I'm just mildly annoyed. And I, how quickly did I hustle you up?
Oh God, it was fast. And then I got the apologetic text explaining why I was hustled off the phone. And then I understood.
Well, it just was.
What
you
did
know,
he say?
Sometimes this house.
It's a hotbed of activity.
I don't have what would be considered any kind
oh,
of
no.
normal privacy
no,
in this
no,
home
no.
during
you
the week. It doesn't
you
exist.
Don't. And no. especially, you know what, you have it's a small circle of friends. But
right.
That circle of friends finds the access to your kitchen convenient and often.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So
and people come and go as they please.
You could probably be pantless in this studio. Right.
I want to say one thing, though.
What's
you
that?
Know, anybody who is not sanctioned for this house, you just better be aware, I got a howitzer upstairs.
Yeah. You got the hot ball.
Yeah, yes,
had a howitzer in the kitchen yesterday,
okay.
too.
There you go.
What did Joey say when he walked in?
He was supposed to pick up his dogs. I forgot because
did
I
not,
didn't.
What, about your pants is what I'm saying.
I you know what? He didn't even notice it hardly. I mean, it was just something
oh,
where
hey,
I.
Hey, dude.
Okay, let's take a break.
It's all over Facebook.
All right, but anyway, it's a fun afternoon.
He literally caught you with your pants down.
He did. Yes.
That's exactly right, Oscar.
Thanks for pointing that out. We'll take a break and come back more political. We'll talk about the election right. last night on the Mike O'Mara Show right after this.
Remember this? Bazooka? Dynamite.
Get your pants on your ankles. Get your pants on your ankles. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We're here to tell you about aclens.com. They take great pride in their easy-to-use website. They're great prices. One-stop shopping for all your optical needs. It was very cool that Shannon went to all her Halloween parties
yes.
with her AC Lens special colored contact
they're
lenses.
Costume lenses, yeah.
Now, she'll never use those again. Though,
no,
right?
You know what? She kept them because they go with so many costumes.
Really?
She said she can use them next year again.
Are they hard to put in, like when you have that?
Contacts, no.
Because it would freak me out to do that. But
oh,
I'd,
God.
I'd love to have the scary eyes.
The scary eyes are pretty easy to do.
Do you still have your teeth? That
they broke.
You broke your teeth.
The one Dracula tooth broke,
you see, but AC lenses never break because they're the highest quality.
They are, and they sell every contact lens available in the U.S. with their 365-day guarantee. All purchases are secure. Order online or call them, 888-248-LENS. Style you can afford, quality you can see. 20% off all orders and free returns on everything. Go to aclens.com and click on the microphone and enter our promo code TMOS20. That's promo code TMOS20. Some exemptions apply. See the site for details. So, election night here in Virginia. We had the big deal.
And you called it. It was a squeaker. It wasn't supposed to be.
I said to that young man who was canvassing me yesterday was going to assist me going to the polls.
Oh, when he thought you were immobile?
No.
Hey, did you have your pants on when you answered the door for him? That's good.
Most definitely. Yeah. But that's another thing where I live in a neighborhood where I guess door-to-door is the mode of soliciting. You know, it's just like...
It's your time machine, Mike.
I used to live in neighborhoods where nobody would bug you, and around here, it's just bother. It's ridiculous.
We get it a lot at my house.
Door-to-door crap?
Yeah, we do.
I don't like it.
Be it political or religious.
And I try to be as polite as I can, especially if it's going to be... the neighbor kids who are raising money for the school band. That I can't be an a-hole about. But if it's somebody else and I think it's some kind of BS solicitation, and you know, we don't get just the kids soliciting around here. We get, you know, people that look like, you know, you just want to bolt lock the door when they come to your, because it's very strange and
different type of different type of solicitors here.
Well, it's just
of what?
Solicitors.
Okay.
Sorry.
Or something.
It's very odd. But last
night. Certainly.
Last night, the election, and I wrote this down. I am a political junkie. I watch it till, usually last night about 10 o'clock.
You know what? You always get to a point where you say you're going to swear it off and not do it anymore.
I'm not going
to
bother with politics anymore.
They suck you back in, even at the state level.
So the tough on crime guy lost.
He did.
Ken Cuccinelli, but barely. And, you know.
The Democratic lieutenant governor won, but is it attorney general that is still too close to call?
Still a.
I didn't know that was happening.
Yeah, like within, I think.
Still a Haas race.
Isn't it 6,000 votes?
I think it's down maybe even less than that.
Wow.
And it's amazing when you see that in a statewide race, and it makes you realize that everybody should get out,
Oscar,
and do the duty to get out there.
If I move to Virginia, I'll vote in Virginia.
That's a good thing.
You know, just cheat.
No.
Vote anyway.
I think the number's 37% of eligible voters actually voted in this election.
Yeah.
That's tragic.
It's ridiculous.
That's it?
That is tragic.
It's insanity. It really is. And what we care about, and you can watch the news, and we're much more obsessed with the personality of the a-hole that walked in and shot his gun in a mall
right.
and then shot himself than we are with the future of this country or electing people. It just gets, it's silly. We love the dumb. We love the, he had a gun and he shot dead, bye, boom.
Right.
You know, we don't care about really getting people in office that are going to improve our lives.
How was your voting experience?
It was fine, and it was very, very low turnout, at least when I went to the polls.
Yeah, there was three people checking in and only one of them had anybody there. So I walked in, and did you electronic vote or paper ballot?
I did the electronic voting.
I paper ballot.
The future.
Yeah. It was great. It's so easy. It's just it's a little plastic, just a little plastic device.
It's like an inverted lectern almost.
It really is. Yeah. It's totally tiny. Okay. And when you hit your candidate, it puts the nice little pretty graphic check mark in there.
Nice.
And then they let you review, and then you go back and check it, and then submit your vote, and you are done. I was in and out of there in less than 2 minutes.
Did you get right back in line?
I had to vote again.
Were you approached by anyone out in front of your...
Boss Tweed was out there with his bow tie.
Tammany Hall. Were you approached by anyone when you approached your polling station?
Yeah, there were two guys. There's one from the Democrats and one from the Republicans, and they start walking towards me, and I just did the
Bob
quick
Russian.
Step. I just did the quick step walk right
I
by
I allowed
him.
The Republican to approach me because he looked so Republican. It was like he saw me getting out of my car, and it was such a low turnout that at my kids' elementary school, I've had kids there now for 7 years, and I've never gotten a parking spot this good.
Oh, wow.
The whole democratic process was a thrill because I got a great parking spot.
Right.
This guy that approaches me looks literally like Judge Smales. The only way he could have had...
Well, you look like you're ready to cash your vote, Mr. Scholarship winner.
I mean, he might as well have had an ascot on. And he says,
well, how would you like to come in and vote for us today? I suppose you'll be supporting the Republican candidate.
He said, good afternoon. How would you like a sample Republican ballot?
Yes, all right. Delahue, do you have my sample ballots?
I said, you know, thank you kindly, Judge Smales, but I'm pretty sure how I'm going to vote. What was great, though, is that because our school has got things so together, big recycle bin right inside the school, full of sample ballots, because everyone goes in, takes the ballot, throws it away.
And the way it works, because I don't grab them, I just go in and do my own thing.
Right.
But and really, I should know this after all these years of voting. But you have the one guy from one team out front and the other guy from the other team, and they hand you the sample ballots with their candidates checked off.
Yeah. Right? What about the Libertarians?
The Libertarian got about, 7%?
7%, but were they there?
I didn't see.
Not at mine.
Oh, shocker.
As a matter of fact, the Libertarian guy was up in a tree with a bow and arrow. And he was actually, it wasn't the, you know, it wasn't a pointed bone and arrow. It was one of those little sticky things.
Suction cup.
It's a suction cup.
And he was dressed as Cupid.
And he was shooting down his,
I know this is a hard left turn. Any word from Maine? How did Teddy's guy do?
I don't think that election was last night. I'm a total idiot.
Oh,
what?
Mike.
Hold on. Well, you're kidding.
No, you fraud.
You were stumping for him yesterday.
I thought it was last night.
Maine, get out and vote.
Get out and vote. Get out of your house.
Get out and vote. You only have 12 months to do it.
I'm so glad.
You jerk.
I know. It's not like he's family.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
I really want my cousin Teddy to win this year or next year or the year after.
It's 2014.
Oh, no!
Here we go.
That is horrible.
I almost feel bad I brought it up.
I'm an idiot. I am 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 an idiot. And I don't live in the state of Maine. All right, so.
Land of me.
Oh, you know what? Take the word pundit off your business card.
I know.
Please.
This is why, you know, when I had Dick Morris on the show, I realized I wasn't qualified.
Before we started the show, Mike said, oh, I should really get into politics.
After
I can call an election before
When people say, they're like a meth junkie, you realize their priorities are out of order. Yeah. When Mike says he's a political junkie, he doesn't know what election is that he's supporting, but he's still a junkie.
The 2014 Maine gubernatorial election will take place on November 4th, 2014. Incumbent Republican Governor Paul LePage is running for re-election to a second term in office. Now, after a three-way election in 2010, Republican LePage, the mayor of Waterville, Maine, was elected governor with 38% of the vote. That's all he got.
Wow.
He beat independent lawyer Elliot Cutler, who won 36%.
I forgot it was that close.
Yeah, and so...
And with an additional... I mean, there's only 364 days to get ready.
Right.
Mike, so you want to start now. Get out and vote now. Make sure you're registered.
The Democrat that's running against LePage is Mike Michaud, and he just came out recently and said he was gay.
That's right.
Because they were starting a whisper campaign, I think, on the Republican side. And then you've got the independent, Elliot Cutler, and the election will be 1 year from this month.
That's right.
I sincerely apologize.
But it's never too early.
I don't, you know what? I don't.
That's a shame.
Pay
Mike.
Close attention.
It's really a shame.
It is a shame. Yeah. I'm a
Pony,
idiot.
Make sure you.
So embarrassed.
Pull this air check for cousin Teddy. Yeah.
Can we call Teddy? Would he answer your call?
Huh?
Would he answer a call?
He might.
Come on. Let's just try to call him.
We only have a couple. It would be a funny call. You have his number?
Could we do it? Do we do it now or the second break?
Hold on a second.
We can start off the second break because we've only got 2 minutes here.
I will look. You guys talk amongst yourselves.
Yeah, because what will be great, Rob, and you know, Mike will clearly lead the conversation, and Rory will be privileged to see this as Mike tells his cousin, his close cousin, that he talks about all the time.
One of his favorite relatives. Yeah. They grew up together. We actually saw them doing that cousin to cousin bonding in Maine, and it was fantastic.
They're like this?
Oh, they are. Well, they have. What was so cool is you can see Mike's sense of humor in another person because they laugh at the same stuff.
And that,
you know, I'm going. Yes. You know what you're asking me to do?
What's that?
You are asking me now to cement my reputation as the village idiot of my family.
No, it's not like you ever yelled "FU" to Teddy in an elevator.
See, it's my day, Rory.
You can't escape that big brain.
Yeah. It's very. But at least I was trying to be.
And you know
supportive.
What? Really, this is going to be about spin, as all political things are.
Right.
What the beauty of this is, you can say, you know what, Teddy? You call him Teddy or Theodore?
I will call him Teddy.
You say, you know, Teddy, I was stumping for your candidate yesterday and talking about how important it is and what good work you do. Mm. It's just I missed one detail.
Weekly progress reports.
On issues, Mike, on issues, you're very strong.
We will call him in the next break. I'm not proud. I am not proud. Can I say something, though?
Yes, sure.
And I won't say this with Teddy because that'll be a brief conversation.
Right.
And I'm ambushing him, but you know, I don't want to do that because he is involved in this campaign. I will say this, that... With the email robo things that get sent to me and with just the...
You've been inundated.
I get inundated, and it didn't feel to me like 2014. It felt to me like 2013 was the election. And when they were talking about gubernatorial election, this election, and just the other day, we talked about that Democrat who was coming out of the closet and was actually responding to a really nasty whisper campaign, and I'm more power to him, even though he's running against the other guys. I will tell you that it felt to me... Because of the urgency of that story.
Of course.
Like this was a
happening.
Last minute political season
Understandable.
Moment.
And you know what? It's true. We don't live in
You're
Maine.
You're such an ass, Oscar. You're such a pure ass.
We don't live in Maine.
But
we don't live in Maine.
We don't live in Maine.
Well, I part of the year I go up there, and I want to spend more time up there, but probably now I can't show my face in the state.
No, I'm sure you're fine. You'll be up there for the election, certainly, but that's a year away. And, right.
Very embarrassed. No, I was embarrassed last night as I'm like going, I'm sitting in bed with Carla, and I'm saying, Carla, I want to see where the result. How come? Boy, it's New Jersey, Virginia, New Jersey, Virginia, New Jersey, Virginia.
It's almost like it's not even happening.
Such a dope. Hey, I won't be getting too much social networking on this segment tomorrow. Thanks a lot. We'll take a break and come back. We'll try to call my cousin right after this. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This segment is brought to you by Vistaprint. I want to tell you about a truly spectacular holiday offer at Vistaprint.com. It's their Friends and Family Sale. Right now through Wednesday, get 50% off holiday cards and calendars and 35% all other products when you go to Vistaprint.com/TMOS. What are you holding?
Pass these around, Oscar. These are the new cards that I got.
Thank you.
Two-sided, and you can get these 35% off. Check it out. Look at the logo on the back of the card. How great is
nice
that?
Nice matte feel.
Very
like
cool.
That.
The Friends and Family Sale is incredible, but it's also about what you can create yourself at Vistaprint.com. Are you ready?
Yes.
You won't find these items in stores. Customized holiday cards with your photos and personal messages. Unique personal gifts like photo calendars with all your memories. And for business owners, postcards and all their marketing materials are also on sale now. You got to act fast, so go to Vistaprint.com/TMOS Friends and Family. And get 50% off your custom cards and calendars. This offer ends at midnight Wednesday. That's tonight. Oh, that's right. Thank you.
Yeah.
I get the year wrong and the day wrong.
I'm sure you're fine. Vote Cutler.
You won't see this deal on cards and calendars with prices this low anywhere else. Skip the hassle, avoid the generic, and go to Vistaprint.com/TMOS Friends and Family and get 50% off all holiday cards and calendars, 35% off all other products, free shipping on orders over $50. Satisfaction always guaranteed. You will love Vistaprint.com. Go ahead, Rob.
They do the SPIWAC card every year. They do our card
get
every year.
Get her done. They do a great job. Get her done.
You're really excited for this call. I appreciate you taking one from the team. He may not answer. You may dodge a bullet.
Yeah, well, you know, we'll see. This is the first time he's ever been on the have we had him on the show before?
Briefly.
Okay. You dodged
the
bullet.
You should say hi.
No! Turn it off. Hang up, damn it.
Just gotta hang up.
Just say hi. Yeah.
You don't hang up! Son of a bitch!
Wouldn't it be great if he had e-voice and he got that transcribed as an email?
Hang up!
Oh, you know what?
What?
In the wrong context, that's like a kidnapping call.
What are you talking about?
Oh, no! Did you leave it? Did you let it go? Did you? Because he's probably getting thousands of messages. Did you let it go to God damn it, Rob.
I hung up.
All right.
No, you didn't.
I did. You heard the click.
Let me try my sister.
Okay.
And I'll have her, you know, do it.
Take your call?
Yeah, just hold on. Just put your pad down.
Maybe you're blacklisted.
Huh?
Oh, it's always color with you.
All right.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Okay. I'm very embarrassed about
it. No, you mustn't
this.
Be.
You shouldn't be.
Yes, I should be. This is it. Because Kathy is a resident of Maine part-time.
Does she vote?
Huh?
Will she vote?
I don't know.
But it's not like you went out of
your way. Because she's a landowner.
You didn't go out of your way for the past 4 or 5 months.
You can disconnect that, Rob. Okay. Go ahead.
The actual
it's very frustrating.
The actual election.
Now this has completely hijacked the show, and I'm totally embarrassed and totally
I need you
ashamed.
To go back. I lost it for some reason.
You voted.
Oh, no, I got it. It's C. This one, right?
It's the mobile number up at the top.
Well, I'm just checking. She has a different name than you.
God, this is what I'm talking about. If I had it right here, he'd be flapping his gums, and I wouldn't be dealing with this.
Yeah, but you know what? Sometimes
this ruins the show every time.
Nothing's been ruined. Nothing's been ruined.
Nothing at all.
Okay, we're gonna call Kathy. Hopefully she'll answer. We're calling her cell phone, and I'll have her tell Teddy.
She's on the other line saying, "Teddy, you'll never guess what Mike did." We're worried about him.
She probably won't answer either. Nobody answers in my family.
Do you remember your cousin Mike, the disc jockey?
He remembers me.
I know.
Ben's listening. Ben listens to the show.
Yeah, he does. Ben, is Ben still coming to the live show?
I have a wild idea.
Oh, God. I don't like this. I don't like it. You're experiencing so much joy at my expense.
No, right, no.
She's not
there either. What if you do this? Have Pony pre-call your cousin. He'll answer because he sees it coming from your number and say, "We're going to call you back on a different number." Pony can handle that.
No, he probably won't answer.
You know what? He's probably pretty busy.
It went to the. He's a campaign manager.
What about
for a major
pre-call your
gubernatorial
sister?
Because
she won't answer a random number.
Yeah, she
might
would.
Answer
she,
your
Kathy's
real
just in. You know, she's probably. You know, I don't know.
What, she's doing nothing?
Spin count, class?
Counting her money or something. She'll be out there doing
Well, you dodged two bullets. So,
yeah,
you dodged two bullets.
I did.
Nobody will ever
And you know
hear
what?
This.
A lot From of people the- don't know that how funny a joke can be until you pull the curtain back. When Mike pretends to not know the election, I mean, that's fantastic.
Yeah, thanks, Rob.
I think it's
no, that's really didn't know. Hey, Ben O'Mara.
From the bottom of my heart.
Shoot a hot email out to your family members.
From the bottom of my heart, I want to say, you know what? Everybody, let's bring out the vote in 2014.
And it's never too early. It's never too early.
That's it. Real sidelight here. Rory, you wanted to talk about something real quick, and we appreciate your business on the show, and we love our sponsors. We really do. And we especially love our local live sponsors
of course.
On the show, too. And Rory, you wanted to talk about something new that RC Kitchens is doing that your company is doing. Is that correct?
That is correct.
This Please. Is your moment, baby. Let it go.
We are offering a design package available globally. Doesn't matter where you live in the world. You want to go to your own home center, you know, whether if you need it measured in metric, you send me, you email me, and I need to apologize for my website. I don't have a prominent contact page. You'll find my email address. It's Rory at RC Kitchens.
Can't miss that.
R-O-R-Y, right?
R-O-R-Y. Rory at RCKitchens.com. You send me an email. I don't care where you live. Let me look at your plans. It starts as little as $99. We'll help you. We'll fix the plan. You know, there's a reason it doesn't cost anything at a home center to get design. It's worthless. So I'll hook you up. You'll save a ton of money, and you'll get a great kitchen. And if you're a local customer, well, I want to thank the people, the TMOS listeners who have come aboard, and we're very grateful for that, and it's good work. And
this
great
sounds
people.
Like it's an opportunity for people all over the country that listen to this show
well,
and
really
around
is.
The world
well,
yes.
that can get in contact with you.
It's also nice to get a second opinion, a trusted second opinion.
Someone who knows what he's doing, yeah.
Well, thank you.
All right. Well, they
cool. Appreciate that.
And so they just contact you directly?
Email Rory at rckitchens.com. We'll take care of it from there.
And we'll be mentioning that the next time we mention RC Kitchens
we'll
as well. We
that.
Will take care Appreciate of that,
that.
As
Maybe
well.
You'll heal from Teddy or Kathy.
Now, okay. You know what? I just was hoping that we would have a palate cleanser.
That's all.
I really was.
All right, let's move on.
All right, I want to talk about my son for a brief moment here. Thank you, Rory, for that wonderful outfit that you gave him. That's terrific.
Very
and
welcome.
You know I love my little guy. My little guy yesterday was having himself a day.
How come?
Oh, really?
He is able to get out of his car seat. He gets out of his little bug. And I'm not talking about the crawling or any of that. What he does right now is he just arches his back and he kind of flops around like a fish. And you'll hear this, and there he is. Because
Julia was the same way.
Kind of where they yep. arch the back and they do that thing.
And you know what? You know, I bet what you'll start seeing soon is as soon as he figures out how to turn over, he will start to locomote. He will traverse the room by rolling.
It's amazing.
And Julia could cross the length of the house in 25 seconds just by stomach to back, stomach to back, stomach to back. She was roller baby.
I saw this a long time ago, and I don't remember where I saw it, but I think it was a piece on a news magazine show where they showed they got NFL linemen and they put them on a mat and they had them mimic the movements of an infant and they could last for about 7 minutes and then they were exhausted.
Really?
Because of the amount of effort?
Because the legs...
Oh, it's
and
a full body workout.
Are going, and they are going, especially when he gets ramped up.
It's like P90X.
Keeping it tight.
He's doing P90X.
So I'm sitting there with the boy yesterday, and where did Carla go? They were going out to the grocery store.
Vineyard.
And
casino.
They were going out for a little bit. And I was with the boy, and Carla's comment to me, he's just been fed. He should be cool.
Right.
And so she hits the door. Not 5 seconds after the door shuts. I hear this sound. Now, this is the precursor to the wailing that I get.
Uh-oh.
This is it every time. I know this sound now. This sound elevates my blood pressure because you hear. When I hear, that's going to ramp up to the cry.
That, right.
And then he just wailed.
And it's an unstoppable train at that point.
I carry him. I walk him from one end of the house to the other. That doesn't work. We sit down on the couch. I lift him up in the air, and I'm making faces for him. That doesn't work. Then I take him. I put him over my shoulder, and I start gently patting him on the back. That's not working. It's just he's wailing.
Sure.
He's pissed. He doesn't want to have
and
anything
you have
to do
no,
with me.
And you can't figure out why.
I don't know what. Well, I know the list. They're basic lists with an infant.
Sure.
It's hunger. It's a dirty diaper.
Right.
It's cold.
Yeah.
It's hot. It's overstimulated. It's understimulated. They're very.
Was he upset about the election?
The election hadn't. They hadn't called to close the polls yet.
That's true.
This is yesterday.
That was
afternoon.
Just a silly question.
This is yesterday afternoon after they all got home.
Right.
Hello. And so, hi.
We're home.
Yeah.
Here's the baby.
It's just an excuse for Rob and I to make that sound. It's, it can be the women coming home,
or the
or it can be the crazy libertarian in the tree at the polling place. Where's the representative from the Libertarian Party? He's up in that tree.
All right, we appreciate your remarks, Governor. The Libertarian candidate has 10 minutes to reply.
Yoo-hoo!
So the girls are home. He's still wailing or not?
No, they leave to go to the store, and I'm sitting there, and I've got him, and I'm putting him in 20 different positions, and then they finally arrive home, and I have to manage my baby, my inner baby, better, because I can be just a real, like, overly stressed parent.
Sure.
And Carla is...
Do you do helicoptering?
What's that?
Where you hover constantly over the baby?
No, but when he's in my care, I don't like that sound, and I want to do
not.
Anything I can do to get him to stop. And so Carla arrives, and you know, Carla, who has spent 99.9% of the day with the child, and she's giving it to me for like 18 minutes, and I'm going, I don't know what's going on, and I've got like literally
hurry back with the bread.
I have perspiration on my brow, yeah. And I'm going, here, take him, and not. She is
Carla,
in her arms instantaneously. It's like somebody turns off a switch.
Oh, wow.
and he calms
down.
Okay,
Carla, fast forward for 40 seconds on the podcast starting now. The problem is that she has so much time with him, you need to do it more.
Yeah,
and that way you will be more at ease. And you know what?
You should really spend more time with Michael.
No, it's not that. I didn't say that.
I'm going to come across this table. I will come across this table.
I think babies...
I will bitch slap you.
Even at that age, can vibe on... tension and stress, and you're probably not 100% at ease when the baby is in your exclusive care.
We've got the live show coming up.
That's true. Oh, now, Carla, you can start listening again, because I never said what I said.
This is what he does to me every day. This is what he does to me every day. He sets the table here. It's like working with two hitmen. Seriously, working with two hitmen.
It's a stressful time.
World's stupidest hitman.
I had a wonderful moment. This morning, Carla gets up for work, and I have about 20 minutes of just me and him. The room is really not all that well lit. It's kind of dim, and I'm looking at him.
It
and
sounds
my,
frightening.
No, it's beautiful. My nose is right. We're nose to nose, and I'm just looking at him. We're having a conversation, and it was beautiful. But you're right. And I'm aware of that. And
you know what? I don't mean that as a dig. I'm just saying you'll get better at it.
We can't all be King's Dominion, Dad.
Either.
KD Dad.
Jesus Christ.
We can't all be every waking hour of my existence is dedicated to that progeny.
Well, you've documented on the show.
The luckiest kids, the Spiewak children, the greatest, the luckiest children in the world.
Because Rob can love like no other.
Oh, yes. Stop it.
He's such a giving person.
Yeah, he's a giving person.
He's
honestly,
a giver all the time.
Honestly, fellas, it's really great to be me. Because you know what I've always said?
Right.
You get what you give.
That's why I'm a mobber.
That's right. And when I look across the table and I see a young man like Rory, and he looks at me and he just says, wow.
So
that's
anyway.
When it's all worthwhile.
He's a good man.
But he had one. He had him a day.
I hate this place.
He was cool. And then at night, Carly got the end of it where he was, he was a little ramped up.
Bossy.
We've been putting him in the crib. The crib.
Day four?
But it's not constant. You know, it's in and out. And I realized that much
I liked his episode on MTV Cribs.
Cribs. So last night I realized, it's just a funny thought, and I jotted this down, that when she brought the child back in, she will swaddle him.
Of course.
And swaddling is really, for him, one of the most remarkable calming things. And I realized that in that way, and this is no slam against my kid,
right?
Infants are like American Horror Story X Asylum. Because, you know, you put the kids in a straitjacket.
Right. Essentially, yeah.
And they calm down. And they totally calm down.
Yeah.
I mean, he's sitting there like this, and he's just like, he's been fed, but he doesn't want to go to sleep. And he's going, and it's not from the throat. It's more like,
yeah.
With the hands and the legs going like that, and suddenly you wrap him in that little thing, give him a pacifier, and he's just completely calm.
Now it varies child to child.
Yes.
Julia hated being swaddled.
Really,
Robert, I could do like something from Chipotle as tight as I could,
mm-hmm.
and he was as happy as can be.
And I sprung him this morning because he's in the swaddle. And he's in the middle of our bed, and I'm lying down nose to nose with him. Mm-hmm. We're having a conversation, and I said, You ready to get sprung? And I take the little, and the swaddling is so
how
easy.
How does he lay sideways like this with his head? Doesn't that?
He lays straight on his back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And he is out. And he.
Like a pupa.
It was the okay. difference.
If you've ever seen butterflies, okay. It's what it looks like.
Is it a butterfly? It is a pupa.
He is eating on the underside of the leaf.
Hey, the pupa. The pupa will burst forth to be a beautiful butterfly. So he's in his cocoon.
Yes.
And he's put in his little bassinet thing, and he just lies like that, and he goes out. And the difference was he woke up four times during the middle of the night, the night before, and then cut that in half. That was just two times. And mama was rested, and baby was rested, and daddy was rested.
Two
and that's
times
why we're
is
having
not,
just a great Wednesday.
Two times is not bad at his
age. No, it's not that bad. But I did think of that, you know, when I'm looking at him, and I said, are you ready to be Dr. Lecter?
Yes.
Can we free you from your chains right now? And we undo him, and as soon as I take that little Velcro wrap off and I pull that off, and he goes... Yeah. Yeah. The arms start going like this, and I'm like, you know, if you really want to get like exercise and
work
maybe
out.
Like keep it tight, you know, if you're doing this all day long, just do it all day long like a baby does it, and you'll just be incredible.
And you'll get locked up because you look like a crazy person.
Hello. Yeah. Hello. I forgot that the election in Maine was a year from now. Thank you, everybody.
Brad and I, one time Brad and I were watching a kid at a restaurant, and we just said,
that's creepy.
How great is it watching an infant at a restaurant? And we said, how great would it be if us, at age 40, we're at the restaurant and we, like, get crackers, you know, waiting for our meal, and we just get excited, and we go, and throw your arms. And the kid throws his arms as hard as he can.
The worst moment for me, my sister and I were in my old hometown,
right?
And we were having a lunch together, and I didn't have the kids with me. And there was a family of a mother, a father, and what appeared to be three children.
Okay.
Three children,
right?
All under the age of five.
Right.
And they were sitting there, and the waitress came over, and I heard the waitress make an audible, I said, long day, huh? And I'm like, hey, what's this attitude for? Because I wasn't looking in back
at me. So you were sharing the waitress with that table.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she goes, I said, excuse me, long day? And she says, take a look at that.
Oh, no.
And we turned around, and in this restaurant, and it was just like a, you know, a Denny's type of place like that. This family had allowed their children to just litter the ground. I'd never seen anything like it. Looked like a tornado went through, and the family, you know, just kind of rolled out and go, oh, they'll take care of it. And
not
cool. it was the waitress's fault like that. Because really, when you talk about the straitjacket as an infant, and then you talk about when their little ones rolling around, they really are just little crazy people.
They are. They are.
The Jimmy Kimmel thing that Rob played
so
on the
true.
Show yesterday,
yeah.
they are kind of little crazy.
So true.
And you get the rare child that is completely easy to console. And I just will tell you this. I love the guy more than life itself.
He's a beautiful boy.
This is the most spectacular thing that has happened in my life. And I never saw it coming. I never knew that it would bring me the joy that it's bringing me. But I'm here
you
to
You hoped.
Say.
I think, you know what? We were here for the ride. I think you, if you didn't anticipate it, you hoped for it.
I hoped for it. I'm getting it. I love him. I look at him and his face, I adore it. I just, everything about him, I just love. I'm also here to tell you that based on his behavior so far, I think he is going to have the temper of tempers. I think it's just going to be like that. Mike, we're not going to be able to travel to Boston and see the Red Sox this weekend.
Wow, you know, that would surprise me because I don't know where he'd get that.
I think it gets it from Mama and Papa.
Yeah, mostly Mom.
Yeah, it's fun. But it's fun. And, you know, really, for expecting parents, you want to keep them quiet? Put them in a straitjacket.
But the bad part is his first words are going to be, tell me about Buffalo Bill.
Hello there. Have your lamb stopped crying, Clarice?
We will take a break, come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show. News you may not need right after this. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Two reasons why now is the perfect time to start your business. Reason number one, slowly, surely, the economy is getting a little bit better.
Yes.
Reason number two, right now, you can incorporate your business or you can form an LLC at LegalZoom.com. I'm going to say this a different way, Oscar.
Sure.
Yes, the economy is picking up, but a lot of people in this country right now are doing what we've done. And a lot of people are starting home-based businesses and are starting new small businesses.
And learning how to do it.
It is really like another industrial revolution that's happening under our very nose.
They're figuring out what to do to make their way in these troubling times. They really are. And you can do that. And you can do that without the benefit of a giant law firm. And you can do that in a cost-effective way by going to LegalZoom. Please check them out. LegalZoom's online process will guide you step by step. You get total customer support. It couldn't be much easier. LegalZoom provides self-help services at your specific direction, and you can connect you to an attorney, but they're not a law firm, so you save a pile of money. Get an extra discount when you enter TMOS in the referral box at checkout. That's TMOS. Don't wait on the sidelines. A lot of people have to reinvent themselves in this economy. Now's the best time to get in the game and launch your business. If you've been slaving away for somebody else, you say, I want to try my own thing, but I'm worried because, you know, I got to do a lot of legal work. Go to LegalZoom. Don't put it off. For incorporation, trademark, patents, more, go to LegalZoom.com. Discount code TMOS. That's LegalZoom.com. Discount code TMOS.
From around the globe, across the nation, and looking through your neighbor's window, the Mike O'Mara Show now presents News You May Not Need, a comprehensive look at the stories you may or may not be talking about during your daily activity. And now, News You May Not Need.
Lots of key elections last night, including the one in Maine.
No, that's next year.
Next year, 2014, as we start revving up for the White House race in 2016. Governor Chris Christie won re-election in New Jersey. Rob's guy.
I almost wore my my Chris Christie-styled fleece today.
Oh, yeah.
That says Rob Spiewak DJ instead of Chris Christie Governor as a tribute to the morbidly obese candidate.
He got the mandate victory that he wanted, and he's already started to talk like a presidential candidate in Virginia. Democrat Terry McAuliffe, a longtime Clinton confidant, beat Republican state attorney Ken Cuccinelli, and he claims the governor's mansion there. Virginia was the first swing state to hold an election after the Affordable Care Act website's trouble rollout, a controversy that has permeated national news coverage. I said this yesterday. I said I thought this was the reason you were going to get a much closer election in Virginia. Turned out to be true. And then, you know, I don't know, what was it at the end? Like 2 points,
yeah,
perhaps?
Very close, very close. Now, did you see Chris Christie's acceptance speech? He's already setting the table to be president, but check this out.
Did you ever suck the jelly out of a jelly donut and then fill it with chocolate swirl ice cream?
Chris Christie.
Thank you.
About 30% of Virginia voters said health care was the most important issue in the race. While Democrat Terry McAuliffe narrowly beat out the Republican Attorney General Cuccinelli, analysts credit a GOP focus on Obamacare for boosting Cuccinelli's vote total. That's what kept the race close. That's according to John King of CNN.
And it's driving the Tea Party out of their mind, because they really thought they were going to get this one.
And if they hadn't done the government shutdown, they would win.
They may
have won that race.
Yeah. You're right. You're right.
Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius is returning to Capitol Hill for a fresh interrogation on the health care law, this time from senators with growing concerns about President Barack Obama's crowning legislative achievement. Sebelius was due to face questions today from the Senate Finance Committee, whose chairman, Max Baucus from Montana, was a chief author.
Played Thurston Howell, didn't he?
Yes. We need some old fashions.
Quit kidding, will you?
Now, he was a chief author of the 2010 law. He remains a vocal defender. Yet, in a measure of its troubled rollout, even he has concerns about the problem-plagued healthcare.gov website and the potential security risks it poses for consumers' private information. It just keeps getting worse.
And I wish he would take my advice. True. I wish Sebelius would take my advice and show up with flaming red hair.
Change it.
Change it up. That would throw them on their ear.
But the real fake kind, right?
Oh, yeah, like the late Carol from the Bob Newhart show.
No,
Marshall Wallace.
go with like that goth look, you know, where they have the bright red hair.
Oh, like actual, like fire engine
like
red.
Like Halloween.
Yeah, that would be good too.
I want it all to work, she says, and security is one factor, one component. It has to be secure. We'll see what happens with that. It's very, very frustrating for me because I think overall it's not bad legislation, but it's just being screwed up by this administration.
Well, what you've said is that the administration is great at having great ideas.
Right.
And then not doing anything with them.
Well, we'll see what happens. I still hold out hope that 2 or 3 years down the road, we're going to be looking back at this and going, you know, we were all bitching about it, but look what's happening now.
That's right.
I hope so.
Also in 2 or 3 years, I think that's when the main election is.
Thanks, Rob. A teacher who was wounded in last week's deadly shooting at LAX said he crawled to escape a gunman and used a sweatshirt as a tourniquet after a bullet ripped his leg. I didn't know what his intention was, Brian Ludmer said from his hospital bed on Tuesday. I only saw me and him. I was in total panic. Ludmer is 29. He said he waited to get through a Terminal 3 security checkpoint on Friday when gunshots erupted. On the floor below, Transportation Security Officer Geraldo Hernandez was killed and the gunman was trying to shoot other TSA workers. So, very sad. Denise Richards reportedly wants to give up her temporary guardianship of ex-husband Charlie Sheen's twins with Brooke Mueller.
Oh, I like her twins.
After taking Bob and Max into her care earlier
now,
this
year. Now, are they still at the classic rock station?
It's the Bob and Max get-together.
They're really great.
Bob and Max were in her care earlier this year while their mother, Mueller, she tried to get help for her drug addiction. Those poor kids.
Yeah.
I mean, really, what a mess.
Well, you know what? I brought up this story before, but I love it, so I want to tell it again. Remember, when they were divorcing, Charlie Sheen, in front of those kids, took off the mantle the huge picture of their wedding portrait and wrote in spray paint, "Mistake." That is not the image you want to do in front of your kids.
Well, Denise Richards has informed the L.A. County Department of Children and Family Services that she can't handle the two boys anymore. That's according to TMZ. Richards says the boys' bad behavior is the reason for this.
Oh, no.
And she sent a letter to social workers.
Classy, blame it on the kids.
She describes the children in this letter, this is terrible, as violent and out of control towards her dogs and even other people.
But it comes from the parenting. You can't blame that on the children.
Well, it's just a mess.
And I hate the Bob and Max show.
They're all broken people. You'll be feeling groovy, Rob, as you're walking on the moon.
Oh, right on.
Those are musical references. Do you know the musicians that I'm talking about?
Walking on the Moon? Would that be The Police and Paul Simon?
Hey,
yes!
Rob! Oh, nice.
From February 8th to March 16th, Paul Simon and Sting will be touring the U.S. together, playing songs from their extensive back catalogs, both together and with their own bands.
Well, with Paul Simon?
Yes.
Get there early. The handicap spots fill up quick.
Paul and I both share this abiding curiosity about music and where it's going.
Sting told the New York Times, we don't really know where this is going. We don't really have a clue whether it's going to pan out. I don't know. It should be interesting. I mean, anytime music is so desperate for stars now.
That'd be a foot tour. True. In the corner stands a boxer and he's using a cane.
On Saturday, three women broke into a house in Spartanburg, South Carolina. The house belonged to a man who recently died. His stuff was still in there, but the house was empty.
Okay.
The women got away with two flat-screen TVs, and the police only have one clue to try to track them down.
And that is?
A female neighbor says she saw the women and only remembers that they were all black women with, quote, big booties.
Oh, hey! God. That's terrific.
So the police in Spartanburg now have to find three black women with big booties.
Sure.
I hope they end up having the neighbor try to pick them out of a lineup.
Could you turn, please?
No word on whether they have any suspects. And now a little something-something. When Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers got hurt on the first drive of Monday Night Football, it pretty much sunk the Packers' chances of beating the Bears. It also caused one married couple to have the worst night of their lives. 42-year-old John Grant of Tinley Park, Illinois, is a big Bears fan, and his wife, Nicole, is a big Packers fan. So they made a bet on the game. The winner gets to use a stun gun on the loser for 3 seconds.
What?
Oh, no!
What could possibly go wrong?
Great marriage, dude.
They watched at a bar in Wisconsin, and both John and Nicole were very drunk.
No.
Shocker. After the Bears won, Nicole agreed to her tasing. A cell phone video apparently shows her laughing as she stands there with her arms up in the air getting ready to get tased. Then he did it.
Oh, what a jerk.
On her buttocks.
Buttocks.
It was over her clothes, but it still burned her.
Sure. It burned her buttocks.
On her butt cheek.
Oh.
At that point, she stopped being cool with the bet and called the police.
Oh, my God.
This is dumb all over, isn't it?
John was arrested for felony possession of an electric weapon, which carries a maximum sentence of 6 years in prison.
Wow. Jeez.
So next time you walk into a bar in Wisconsin, you might want to double check what you're carrying. We'll take a break. Come back with Rob and the Audio Vault right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Well, we're in the middle of the week, but I'm still thinking about my fantasy football team at FanDuel, and Josh Murphy beat me last weekend, so I'll be at it again on FanDuel to try to beat him and try to crawl out of this hole that I've dug for myself.
Why not make a taser bet with him?
A taser bet?
Yeah.
Well, I'd rather get the money from FanDuel.
Yeah, it's better.
One-week fantasy football leagues for real money, immediate weekly cash payouts with no waiting, no upfront fees, no season-long commitments. FanDuel is paying out over $135 million.
Million dollars, Mr. Pearl. Nah.
Sharks with lasers.
Go to FanDuel.com and click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner and use the code TMOS to sign up today. Here's the new user special. The first 200 listeners to sign up will have their deposit matched up to $200, but you have to enter the code TMOS when you join FanDuel.com, where every week is a new season. That's FANDUEL.com. Use the code TMOS to sign up today. Let's open up the audio vault for Wednesday, November 6, 2013, Rob Spiewak.
You know where we haven't visited in a while?
Where?
Mike O'Mara's show, Animal Corner.
Oh, I love Animal
Corner. I know
Corner.
You do. And this is one that you actually, Mike, here's a request.
Uh-huh.
Yesterday, we talked with Pony about the noise sugar gliders make.
Right.
And we actually spoke to Tony Bloom. And he said there's a noise they make when they get upset, and it's called crabbing.
You know who's going to help a Pony Boy with the sugar glider?
Who?
Eric Zoolander.
He's going to get him a marsupial.
Is Zoolander going to really help you with these, Pony?
No, he gave me a good tip. He told me where he's seen them several times, and I'm going to check it out.
Is it a retail place? Or?
Potomac Mills.
Really?
Is it a Thugger Glider kiosk?
I think so.
There you go. Oh, good luck with your sugar glider.
Keep us updated. And if the sugar glider gets upset, it makes this noise, and it flips me out. This sounds like electronic feedback, but Pony says this is really the sound they make. Doesn't it sound like Coleco football?
Oh, yeah. I didn't think about that.
Let me hear that again.
Okay. And that's the name
Sorry,
of that.
Sorry, Pony.
That's the name of that tune. But that's the noise they make, and hopefully we will soon hear a little baby miracle make that noise live.
Yes, the Christmas miracle.
The Christmas miracle.
Should be wonderful.
That replaced, of course, Flapjack. So Mike comes up to me and he says, Rob, what does it sound like when a porcupine eats a pumpkin? And I said, Mike, I'm on it. This is the sound of Teddy Bear the porcupine eating pumpkin, okay? Which to me is much nicer than sounds human, doesn't it?
You know, I do remember. I remember one of the marriages I was in. I went to marriage counseling, and I would give my side of the story, and then my wife would speak.
And the doctor,
you know, I might not want to go.
How does that make you feel?
How does that make you feel? I might want to go backwards with that. That might be my new sound for women. Can you put that in one of my machines?
You bet.
As a matter of fact, go ahead and feel free to pop that in on number 25, Rob.
Okay, number 25.
Number 25 on number 5. That'll be great.
Yeah. So that's porcupine eating pumpkin.
Can I hear it one more? Hey, Carlo, are you and your mom going out this weekend?
Wow.
That'd be good. All right. You have said something very true, and I really love it when it bears the fact that it is so true.
Mm-hmm.
The Daily Show is decidedly a left-leaning show.
Absolutely.
But they give S to both sides when both sides deserve it. It's been said that it was promised to us that when Obamacare goes through, if we don't want to change our policy, we don't have to change our policy. And they put together this montage of President Obama pre-website launch, okay?
If you like your current plan, you will be able to keep it. If you like your plan, you'll be able to keep it. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. We will keep this promise to the American people. If you like your doctor, you will be able to keep your doctor, period. If you like your health care plan, you will be able to keep your health care plan, period.
So it really wasn't an isolated incident.
No, and it's a screw up, and they've screwed this up. This is his signature legislation. If they don't right the ship, I have no evidence that he will.
His future heritage is doomed.
This will be a failed presidency. There's no other, outside of the fact that this was the first African-American elected president, which is an amazing thing for the country.
True.
That's going to be about it. It's really, really, and he got bin Laden. Then everything else was health care.
Yeah, but you know what?
They've hung their hat on health care.
But no one's talking about bin Laden anymore.
No.
That doesn't offset this. Here's the Daily
it's
Show.
It's very frustrating.
Analyzing that promise, and they do a pretty good job.
How would that definitive statement sound post-implementation of said new health care act when it has become abundantly clear that you cannot always keep your plan or your doctor?
What we said was you could keep it if it hasn't changed since the law's passed.
No. What you said was you can keep it, period.
Now, what you said there was more like, you can keep your health care plan ellipses. comma. Because it may no longer meet the minimum requirements, or your insurance company may stop offering individual plans, or some other odd bureaucratic unintended offshoot. Period. Emoticon denoting a combination of embarrassment and arrogance.
So good for them. That's
absolutely
strong writing. That
and
is strong
this
writing.
Speaks to politicians taking ownership when they F up.
True.
When they F up huge. And when you do that, you come out and go, we screwed up. And
that needs to be done moment of.
And you either go back and you allow people to keep their crappy health plan.
Right.
If it is crappy. This speaks to the whole thing. I could go on for 2 hours about this.
All right. Let me go on to something that really matters.
All right.
True TV. Great network. And
Did he just say what I say doesn't matter?
No. I said
no, something that really, really matters.
This really matters in the grand scheme.
Okay.
True TV has a new show called Guinness Records Unleashed. And tonight they will feature a lingerie model going for the world's fastest talker.
Oh.
And here she is reciting Hamlet, but I call BS and I'll explain after it. Here she is. This is a lingerie model, good looking dame, doing Hamlet very quickly.
To be an athlete, this customer does not remind us of the same thing I've urged for to shake up the trouble boys and then I see no more by 60 behind our conditional cash that's just your chicken and then after which I see pretty much the dream of the school and skips hot respect.
Granted, that's pretty fast. So what I did is I slowed it down three times.
Did you do that?
No, that's her doing it. That's the actual tape of her talking.
Did you slow it down?
I did. And guess what? It doesn't make sense.
So it's BS.
Listen.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
And you know what? I can see her hitting some syllables and communicating the verbiage of Shakespeare, but if it's not making sense,
and
it's not
fast
talking.
And if you can't get it by slowing it down.
But she's in lingerie.
Is she wearing lingerie when she does it?
I only got the audio highlights, so
okay.
I can't tell you.
All right,
but you can bet your ass. You can bet your ass she is. But anyway, so I call BS, okay. And it's not true TV.
Mm-hmm.
Isolated vocal for you today. You're going to love this. It's a two-prong one. Jimi Hendrix's song, Little Wing. Here's Jimi Hendrix. So many people focus on his guitar playing. You seldom get a chance to really hear Jimmy sing.
All right, before you play
hold on.
Before you play, I know you got a lot of tape to play today. He's in a hurry today. I would like to do my Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Okay, now I want to hear
sounds
the
like Jimmy Cerrito.
Hey, wing song.
Well, it's funny. It would be this. It's called Little Wing. Here's okay. Jimi Hendrix singing.
Well, she's walking.
You're right.
Thank you.
Through the clouds with a circus mind. That's running wild.
So a lot of people say, you know, when you hear it in context.
Well, she's walking through the clouds.
And a lot of people wondered how he got the sound of the guitar on that record. And it's because it's never really been duplicated. They've tried filters on guitars and everything. It turns out it's not one guitar lead. It's three leads. I found this so fascinating. Check out the engineer from the recording session talking about how they got that guitar sound on Little Wing.
During Little Wing, there are three rhythm guitars. Here's one of them. Slightly dirty guitar, but not that dirty. And then there's this one. A really clean one. And then in addition to that one, there's also a Leslie guitar.
Oh, wow.
Playing the exact same piece.
Yep.
And when you put them all together, you get this.
That is so cool.
Layering it ahead of its time.
So
really
cool.
Very, very cool.
Three identical rhythm guitar tracks played at the same time to give a sound that has never been done before or since.
But a computer didn't do it.
No, a real guy
did
it.
That's the beauty of it.
And Mike, that is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Wednesday.
Thank you very much. We want to thank Rory Callahan from RC Kitchens.
Thank you, guys.
Rory is a very, very good guy, and we appreciate him coming by. Make sure you give Rory a call for all the good stuff he can offer you. 301-537-3000. 3515 or just go to rckitchens.com and he will help you with design even if you live in Botswana, ladies and gentlemen. That's 301-537-3515. Our show today and a live sponsorship is brought to you by Encore Insurance Services. Visit smartterm.com or call 866-347-5748. They'll do all the work for you. Encore will compare rates to help you save. Licensing and disclaimer info at smartterm.com. That's Encore Insurance Services. If you have any technical support questions or you just want to say thanks for the new website, contact Ponyboy at michaelmarishow.com. And all correspondence for our show can be sent to TMOS, Box 3, Manassas, Virginia, 20108. And remember our official TMOS e-voice line, 1-800-440-8167. For Rob and Oscar, Michael Mara saying, see you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Visit LegalZoom.com to save on legal needs like wills for $69, LLCs for $99 plus filing fees, and also get access to a network of legal plan attorneys for guidance. LegalZoom is not a law firm but provides self-help services at your specific direction. Visit LegalZoom.com by clicking the banner on our website. That's MichaelMarishow.com and click the LegalZoom banner.
Michael Mara, Radio Entertainment.